The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
I'm still kind of trying to get over this little bit of a cold or whatever, and so I feel pretty good, but I'm still, my voice is a little off, and so I apologize, but I'll do the best I can here. And, you know, we're in this Sunday morning again, and we're in the studio here. It's August 11th, 2024. My name is Mark Kitt, and I'm your host for Sovereign Minds. I'm here in the studio with the kids that rocks around the clock, faster than speed, internet connection, more powerful than high speed download with 10th degree black belt and RAM, Cyber Dave Johnson!
Good morning, morning.
Not sure what that was.
I'm not sure if that was a hiss or a snake hiss. I'm not sure, like cat hiss.
I don't know. So I wanted to have a shout out to my sister. She is doing a bunch of heavy lifting right now. So our prayers are with you, and hang in there, kid. So we got a lot of stuff to do today, as usual. We might do a little more videos today, so I have to do less talking. but like I say, I feel pretty good all in all. I don't know. You know, I like to do a survey on all the people out there that is it the flu or is it the Rona?
It's the Rona.
It's the Rona.
Quite a few people this last couple of weeks. I mean, it's all but disappeared until election season.
What I find interesting is I'd like to do a survey on how many people got vaxxed that have it and how many people that didn't get vaxxed have it.
Well, I know at least one person that got the vax that got it, and nobody else around did. So that's 1 point minus for them.
So are they like the super spreaders now?
Well, since it doesn't seem like they have the immunity, and it seems like their body is basically at an immunocompromised state based upon it, and they seem to be the ones getting it and spreading and shedding, I would say yeah.
Here's what I think is. I think that these guys have been spreading so much, you know, as it is, that they're just super spreaders, period. They you know, I mean, talk about spreading anything and everything that's complete BS, I guess I could say that. So they are super spreaders. They're super spreaders of everything that is not true, even to themselves, you know. So to thine own self be true, you got to go look in the mirror a little bit.
Well, and that's the problem. You look at some of these things that they're spewing out constantly, and a lot of it's from this mainstream, lamestream media, these content creators on CNN, MSNBC, and the rest of them. Once you start breaking down all the garbage that they say, they can't even be consistent with themselves over the last 6 months, let alone 3 years.
Well, and that's kind of the theme of the show today a little bit, is it's like, yeah, she's the border czar now. She's going to take care of the problem. And now it's like, she never was the border czar. Do you remember? I don't know. She didn't. That was not her. No, you know. So it's like, you got to lie to yourself to buy that one. They told us before she's the border czar. Should we believe them? And then they told us later, that she wasn't the border czar, so should we believe them? I'm not sure whether we should believe them then or them now. And it's the same them.
Well, not to mention, you got Dr. Fauci over here. That's Fauci-ouchie. You know, the masking was always good. It was always something that was beneficial for people. Sometimes wearing two masks would even be better. It was a really good time for everybody, and we just didn't have all of the information.
Wasn't he the triple mask guy, or was it the quadruple mask guy? I'm not even sure.
He was at least the triple mask guy.
I think he was even a quadruple mask guy.
Well, and then you've also got witness testimony recently, where all of the Republicans did such a lame job. If you and I had gotten up there to ask him questions, we'd be having him on trial. Instead, what we had is, okay, we have him there to ask questions that are like softball, left field, here you go. It's just tell us the lies you want the American public to know.
You know, that's the problem, is these guys are so gaslit that they're freaking, marginally... an explosion walking around waiting to happen. You know, I mean, that their volatility level is off the charts, because if you walk around believing everything that you're told and you have no filter or discernment, and everything that they tell you is BS, what are you full of?
BS?
That'd be my guess. So...
Well, and it's funny too, because look at Kamala Harris's campaign.
I got a new name for her, Kamala.
Kamala?
Yeah, it's Kamala Harris. You know,
that works.
Yeah, kind of does. You know, she's
history
pretty much
the law.
She's pretty much a card carrying Kamala. Just saying. Yeah. So. I got a couple of clips here to play. I'm going to start off with this one. This is Molly Hemingway on Fox News. You know, I'm not a big super fan of Fox. I listened to a few clips here and there. But I think she's spot on when she's talking about how the media is gaslighting everybody. And we have more and more proof of that as time goes by. And I can cite some examples of absolute gaslighting where they're absolutely lying, being deceptive. You know, we could talk about the polls for one. I mean... she's ahead of Trump now, and she's filling up stadiums, and she's doing speeches in front of airplanes with no reflection. It's you can't even make this stuff up. But let's listen to Molly here. Are we ready to go in there? Here's Molly. Let's see what she has to say.
Was her speaking by the plane a reaction to the pressure?
Well, it's just, frankly... shocking how little interaction this woman has had with the corporate media. She does have the corporate media completely in her pocket, and I just have to say, there's nothing mainstream about the so-called mainstream media. They are far left. They tend to help her out with her politics. But it reminds me so much of what we saw in the 2020 race, when Joe Biden was allowed, through the complete help of that corporate media, to run his campaign from the basement, to barely speak publicly, to only do so in completely protected fashion. And the result of that is that we have a country and a world in chaos. We have a president who people have not seen in a long time, who they're not fully confident in his ability to handle things, a world on fire, an economy that is not good. You know, we had a stock market crisis earlier this week. We have inflation problems that have been going on for years, a completely open border, crime out of control, and the media are not asking him any questions, and they're not asking her any questions, and it just feels like this massive gaslighting of the country because the media are not doing their jobs at a time of not just national crisis, but global crisis.
Yeah. Hold on. Hold on. That's not the whole clip here. But I guess we'll stop there. I had more. Anyway, what the heck happened here? All right, well, we'll move on. So the point I'm making here is that the media's been covering her for her, and the Democrats will lie about anything. You know, Hillary was up on the polls in 16 by like 30 points or some god awful number that didn't portray reality at all. And that was when Trump won, took him by surprise and shock. But I think that I was trying to get to this clip, and evidently they pulled the main clip, and they had a real clear politics guy on there. Anyway.
Well, and there was a few of them, too. So I sent you one yesterday that was on.
I didn't see it.
TikTok.
I got so bombarded with emails, and there's so much going on right now that I still haven't gone through all my mail. and I was kind of avoiding a little bit of stuff, too, as well. But here's a new clip from Joe Biden. Let's do this one. And so he's talking for the first time about how the sinister Democratic coup to remove him from the presidential race went. Because that's really what this is. The Democrats came in and strong-armed him and basically took him off the ticket in favor of somebody else that hadn't even been a nominee. And the word is that he's not super happy about it. But let's go ahead and play this clip real quick. And then I want to get to some of these other gaslighting things that we're talking about, the polls, but also the stadiums that are supposedly filled up with all of our
followers that are like
AI.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it's after a while, it's totally provable. But let's play this Joe Biden clip here real quick and see what he says.
Look, the polls we had showed that it was a neck and neck race. Would have been down to the wire. But what happened was a number of my Democratic colleagues in the House and Senate thought that I was going to hurt them in the races. And I was concerned if I stayed in the race, that would be the topic. You'd be interviewing me about why did Nancy Pelosi say, why did so, and I thought it would be a real distraction.
Now, there's some interesting things going on. He says that he was ahead in the polls or they were neck and neck.
Mm-hmm.
Every poll I saw was that he was getting destroyed.
Well, and that was all of them across the board. I mean, all of them. You had the lowest approval rating of any president ever. It wasn't even close.
And actually, Kamala's approval rating was even lower than his. Now, all of a sudden, she's out in front.
Initially, and yeah, that's very interesting. I mean, I haven't yet to do it, but I'm probably going to end up taking the Trump side on Predict It, because right now he's like 4 cents under from last time I saw.
What I'm saying is, I'm saying it's bull. It's baloney. These guys can manipulate all of these polls. I had a guy on yesterday I watched from Rasmussen that says that these polls are completely manipulated at this point.
Well, they always are. It's the fact is, back over on 2020, that was the closest polls we had ever had, but that was also because it was going to be that close that they knew that they were going to steal it by.
I think things have changed, but they got to have plausible deniability if they try to do the steal. If it's a runaway for Trump, there's no way that they can say if they steal the election through some, you know, whatever means that they use, whether it's stuffing the ballot boxes, whether it's through the social media, whether it's through the mainstream media, take your pick. But if it's not close, that's not going to work. Because now you have to have this plausible deniability, and it's kind of like the stadiums thing. I mean, we've got fact checks on their AI now. Here's the Democrat lackeys and Snopes busted. Test crowd show crowd shot image at the campaign stop in Detroit was AL digitally enhanced.
Well, and it's easy to see. So in the picture, you've got people that have six fingers, multiple fingers, different missing.
There's
body
no
parts.
Their cell phone screens are blank.
There's the signs behind don't read anything in English. It's all obviously AI generated. And they take these pictures and run with them on the mainstream, lamestream media. And you've constantly got all these people that are rallying around. Like there was a content creator that was on TikTok that was showing she was getting paid vast amounts of money just to write support videos for Kamala.
Well, yeah, you've got that on the social media. The one guy came out over the weekend saying that, hey, they won't leave me alone. You know, I'm not political. He's the black guy. It looked like he was in some kind of a van. I don't remember his name. They're trying to give him money to promote Kamala and to say negative things about Trump.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, at what point in time do you go, you're being gaslit? Do you believe the polls? Do you believe the mainstream media? Do you believe any of this crap?
Well, and so it was interesting, that video that I had sent you a little bit earlier, that one had Kamala Harris and it had Trump, and it had Trump back in June saying no tips for service or no taxation on tips for service workers. And then just recently, Kamala Harris came out and said no tips for service workers and no tips for fast food people and the people that are getting any of the tips whatsoever. No tax on those. And it's like, my big question for Kamala and for the Biden administration, why haven't you done any of that already? Why are you now gaslighting the American public? You've been in there for 3.5 years. Why are you now saying you're going to lower our food costs? And how are you going to go about that?
She's morphing into Trump? Is that what you're trying to tell me?
She's giving all the same lame brain promises and saying that she's going to do something when she's had 3.5 years to do it.
Well, she's saying that she's going to fix the border. She said, what have you been doing?
She was the border czar. Everybody called her the border czar, and now she was never the border czar. Now
she
went down there.
She never went to the border. You know, she's never been to Europe either.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I mean, it's okay because, you know, that doesn't matter.
Followed by the cackling back in the corner. I never went to the border. Yeah, we're aware, considering the border is a crap show. I mean, you've got these. There was a receipt that was left on the counter in a New York food mart. So somebody had gone through, and this person left a receipt for their EBT card, right? And they're not a legal citizen. But their EBT card had $12,000 on it for that month and $5,000 in cash. Now, we have no idea how many people she claims she's got or how many people are with her, but that's one individual there in New York City that is getting $12,000 and $5,000 cash a month on the system that's not an American citizen. Meanwhile, you have people that are literally on the streets of the same exact city who are homeless veterans that they don't give a crap about. I mean, that's kind of my take on it.
Well, you know, I mean, come on. It's all good. you know, I mean, these guys really have your best interest in mind, don't they?
I'm from the government, and I'm here to help.
Yeah, the check's in the mail. There was another one. I'll leave it alone.
Well, and that's the problem. My big problem, too, is I was going back and I actually looked at the videos of 1980 Bill Clinton. And it's really awkward when you start doing that because you realize 1980 Bill Clinton was about getting people off welfare. He was about building a border wall.
Keeping the border secure.
Keeping the border secure. So literally right now, Trump is 1980s Bill Clinton.
And I never had sex with that woman.
Minus the whole Lewinsky thing. Like,
yeah. I guess it depends. It depends on what it is.
But you look at the promises and the way Bill Clinton had presented, it was always, let's go ahead and get people off welfare. Let's make our jobs better. Let's give more opportunities to the working class.
That was when we had sanity. Even the Democrats weren't insane at that point, but they've become insane over time through the acquiescence to the aggressive wing of the Democrat Party as far as, you know, the far left, the radicals, is, you know, they always call us our right-wing radicals. Mm-hmm. I want family values instilled in my kids. I want people to work hard. I want them to become property owners and self-sufficient and self-reliant, not dependent on the government for everything. I mean, can you think of anything that, I mean, I don't know.
Everything is totally manipulated. So here, take
this. Oh, I want to have a gun and stay free.
Take this, for instance. This is pretty interesting when you break it down. The largest, bar none, person that is involved in the music industry is BlackRock and Vanguard. Bar none. They basically own the music industry through and through. You know what they also own? Most of the private prison.
That's
so
interesting.
So the music industry is saying what to people more often than not now? Oh, I'm doing this, I'm doing that, I'm getting faded, which for those of you that don't know, that's a blend of taking like a certain pill and then you end up mixing it in with like a
what is this like?
Cough syrup and some stuff like that.
What is this like, you know, that Keanu Reeves movie, you know, where they're taking the red pill and the green pill?
But you look at most of the music industry, it's trying to get people to mistreat their women. It's trying to get them to do crimes. It's trying
well,
to get them to sell drugs.
Well, let's talk about the radical left. Let's see. They want to cut my kids' junk off.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want to inform me when they do that.
Mm-mm.
They want to transition kids without their parents knowing about it. They want high taxes. They want to take all your property. They want to redistribute that to people who never earned it. They want open border. They want complete unimpeded immigration. They want white people to be subservient and have less rights than other people. Because we're the flavor of the day, I guess. Just go through their policies. What do they want? What they want is crazy. They want you to be dependent on the government. They want to be able to, for you not to keep anything that you earn. They want to give what you earn to other people. And that's somehow staying free, in their opinion. I'm going to play an ad here. I got a few ads keyed up. Let's just play this one real quick and see what it's like.
This is the Jim Heath Channel playlist of 2024 campaign ads.
Here we go. Look at them go down. What some would call history in the mix. Don't say that.
We have never been down 1,000 points ever, not even intraday on the NASDAQ.
Bidenomics is working. It's working.
The stock market just taking a big old nosedive this morning.
Dow Jones is down about 1,010 points.
That is called Bidenomics.
The Dow fell more than 600 points Friday on a weaker than expected jobs report.
5%. Meta, 6%. Amazon, 6%. Apple, 9% down.
Bidenomics is working.
Fears of a recession began after Friday's disappointing July jobs report.
Bidenomics is working.
A rise like that is historically a sign that a recession is imminent.
This is Bidenomics.
What you're seeing right now, the stock market, is what Americans have been feeling for the last 3 years. It's just a manifestation of it right now.
All that is called Bidenomics.
Now, I don't think what happened on the stock market is the end of the world. I think it's the beginning of the end of the world. And I think that you're going to see a lot more of this, but they're still spinning the plates and keeping them up for the election.
Well, and that's the point. They all know this is going to end up leading to more businesses closing. They all know that from the last portion.
If there are any more closed, we're not going to have any businesses left. Look around.
Okay, we're going to own nothing, and you're going to like it by 2030. How else do we get there? You're going to have these super corporations that all go and attend Davos, and I've been harping on it since 2020 and since at least 2019. You can go back to the earliest spot on my channel. You'll own nothing, and you'll like it. And we read the whole thing to y'all. Okay, so at that point in time, we had close to about 60% more businesses than we have right now.
But they all came back after they closed them all down, and that was a complete reversal of economic trends, and Bidenomics is working.
Well, and so that's the point about all of this. So they take the job claims numbers and say, oh, look, we've had record job growth using percentage-wise after everyone was shut down for a full year. You couldn't do any business. You couldn't have any business indoors. You had to basically do takeout, and that was it. So you had basically most of the businesses that were around.
Look around closed. At all the restaurants that are closing. They just laid off another 10,000 McDonald's guys.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that was always the plan. You look at what the plan was. You'll own nothing and you like it. You won't really work. Work is now going to be thinking time. You're going to have to be registered everywhere you go. And you're going to end up having to be in these big cities, and you're not going to have a car. You're going to have a driverless car that's going to come to you and be able to do that. And you're not going to own your apartment. It's going to be used for workspace
yeah.
when you're not there.
No. I don't. No. I want to play this. Here's Kamala, and she's going to straighten this all out for us right now. Okay?
This is the Jim Heath Channel playlist of 2024 campaign ads.
I'm Donald J. Trump, and I approve this message.
This is America's border czar, and she's failed us. Under Harris, over 10 million illegally here. A quarter of a million Americans dead from fentanyl. Brutal migrant crimes. And ISIS now here.
Do you have any plans to visit the border? You haven't been to the border.
And I haven't been to Europe. I don't understand the point that you're making.
Kamala Harris, failed, weak, dangerously liberal.
Be sure to subscribe to the Jim Heath channel.
Yeah, she's going to fix it. She's done such a great job already. You know, I mean, geez, what's there not to like? I mean, come on. Communism is good. Therefore, evil is good, right? Yeah, that's how it works.
All right, so it does look like we have to go to a break here. You are listening to KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, Your Talk Radio up here in the North State. And we'll see you back in about 3 minutes after the break.
Shasta County Republican Assembly announces its first fundraising dinner and auction, Saturday, August 17th. The mission of the Shasta County Republican Assembly is to support and advance local conservative Republican candidates and issues. Catered by Smoke and Joe's, great live auction prizes and raffles. For ticket information, you can call 530-356-4936 or stop by Jones's Fort. The Shasta County Republican Assembly fundraiser and dinner, Saturday, August 17th. Doors open at 4, dinner at 6.
Sponsored by...
I've tasted barbecue from here to the other side of the Mississippi, son. And Smokin' Joe's in Redding, it's the best. St. Louis pork ribs, tri-tip, tender pulled pork, sweet and tangy barbecue chicken, and so much more. Kindly step on in or use their convenient drive-thru.
Hey, this is Joe from Smokin' Joe's Barbecue. If you want to try the best barbecue in the North State, try Smokin' Joe's on Airport Road next to Dutch Rose.
Check out Smokin' Joe's Barbecue, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., Monday through Saturday.
Hello, Northern California. This is Roland with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
Blue skies and sunny days are here, and so is summer travel. That's why Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck, where they work hard to remove the bugs just in case your vehicle is a summer bug magnet. Quick and Clean is fast, convenient, and has a towel-dry exit. Quick and Clean at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
New man, same old grind, gonna fight, fight, fight till the day I die. With my chin up and my fist held high, gonna fight, fight, fight till the day that I die.
No dawn, no era, I ain't a saint, nah, I'm something much rarer. I speak facts, I speak truth, I stand tall after all I've been through. I could have bowed out, I could have given in, instead I bounce back. My rise is imminent, there's no breaking my stride to the top I'll climb. With my fist held high, with my fist held high.
New man, same old grind, gonna fight, fight, fight till the day I die. With my chin up and my fist held high, gonna fight, fight, fight till the day I die.
Red tie, white collar, blue skies, got a brain in green dollars.
We're back, Sovereign Minds, we're having technical difficulties here. Excuse me.
So I got a few I want to talk about, especially with these fires that are going around right now. So this gets back to that whole thing, you're going to own nothing and you're going to like it. And I know we've kind of gone over this ad nauseum sometimes.
What is that email before you? Arkin? Was that under Arkin?
No, it would be under fires.
Oh, fires, okay. Got it.
All right, so what we've been seeing with the park fire now is that all the surrounding areas are getting their insurance canceled. And people that have had their insurance and had their premiums for 14 to 17 plus years are now being told that, no, we're not going to insure you. So the problem is you don't insure the people, the bank pulls your note, or you have to pay for it immediately. So based upon that, you've got a situation now before you where these people are going to lose their homes and BlackRock and Vanguard are going to buy them up and it's monopoly. Imagine owning your home for 17 years and then being told nobody's going to insure you for fire insurance.
Well, it is what it is. I mean, that's California right there. I mean, we just had this other fire going off, and I think they about got it under control. Kind of scary yesterday up here in the, what was the name of it, the Lower Fire or something? I think it was the Lower Fire. And it went up to 100.
That one was off like Buenaventura?
Yeah, it was passed up there on Lower Road or something. But I have the update on it. So it's 110 acres, 35% contained, still active. They've got the evacuation orders down to KES 2790. That's your evacuation zone. And they're still out, but everything else is not being evacuated at this point. It's under, warning, so evacuation warning and so forth. And that watch duty is a pretty good app for this, too. And so anyway.
So it looks like we do have a caller. We've got Dick on the line. Good morning, Dick.
Good morning. I'd like to speak to Mark. Hey, Mark.
Yep.
I like to put in a plug-in for a local nonprofit. It's called Northern California Veterans Support Group.
Sure.
Your sister Linda is the president of that. Linda Billingsley happens to be the secretary. And me, Dick Wilkinson, I have to be the treasurer. And we're having a fundraiser spaghetti dinner on the very last Saturday in September, the 28th, from 4 till 7 at the Anderson VFW. And all meals include spaghetti and meatballs, salad, bread, and dessert. And adults are only $15, veterans $13, kids 12 and under 10. And you can purchase tickets in advance or at the door. We take tickets or donations. We take donations also. And we do have a tax ID number of a nonprofit. And people ask, well, what do you do with the money? Well, the veterans, this is for the Veterans Home on Knighton Road. It's a state-run facility, and they won't provide money for a lot of stuff. So in the past, we recently paid to recover the pool tables, which we purchased years ago. We supplied military flags for every branch of service. We built a basketball court. Recently purchased a bumper pool table, purchased shuffleboard and a dance floor. And on July 3rd this year, we provided a root beer float special. Anyway, we're looking for people to buy tickets. I have tickets, and you can call me on 530-246-9131. Again, the ticket for adults is only $15. You go to McDonald's and get a hamburger and a Diet Coke is $15, but this is a complete spaghetti dinner. Anyway, we have a nonprofit number if you wish to make a cash donation. We need some cash to keep this facility and helping the veterans who live at the Nine Road Veterans Home. So anyway, again, I have tickets, and then my number 530-246-9131, and give me a call.
All right, very good, Dick. I appreciate it.
And one more thing. I've been watching what's going on in Washington, D.C. now and all this election stuff.
Right.
And at this moment, I really wish I was a Democrat. I really do. Because I would get so much pleasure in dumping the party and joining the Republican Party. But I can't do it because I'm a Republican already. So
you can always register as a Democrat and then re-register as a Republican if it make you feel better, Dick.
I might do that a few times before the election. I feel so great dumping the Democratic Party and hopping on and becoming a Republican.
There you go, man. I appreciate the call.
Okay.
Right.
And you know what? If you know anybody who has terminal illness, you need to convince, if they're Republican, you need to convince them to re-register as a Democrat before they die. For two reasons. Number one, if somebody has to go, we want it to be one of them. And number two, if you die as a Democrat, you can still vote in every election.
I don't know if I want to touch that.
Yeah, that would, yeah.
Anyway, that's it. We need people to buy tickets or make donations. If you're far away and want tickets, call me up, and I'll give you my home address. You can mail a check, and I'll send the tickets to you. Anyway, again, my number is 530-246-9131. And my name is Dick Wilkinson. And thank you, Mark, for letting me have a few minutes here.
No worries, Dick. Have a good day.
Okay, bye.
Bye. So I want to kind of get back to this video in Las Vegas, the rally, for example. Mm-hmm. We're talking about everybody being gaslit. So I got this post. This one's on X at Insurrection Barbie, if you want to look at it. And it's weird because it shows a video, and it looks like the whole place is full. But when you look at the video, they've blurred most of the stands. And then there's another person that was actually there as well, and they have a video, and half of the stands are missing people. I don't know. I'm just reporting here. I mean, I'm not an expert, but it seems like there's some problems with this AI thing because, excuse me, going back to this Snoop's bust, the first Snoop's said they reported examining the images, reported that it is unproven that the images are not authentic. And they ran the image through an AI detector, and the results came back that 96% human are likely photographed by someone at the event, you know, with a 4% chance that it was actually AI generated. And then they ran it again through another company, okay, Winston AI. However, I'm sorry, it's XR Vision. I thought it was like Winston, but it's XR. I was looking at another spot here. However, they ran it and the same photo through an AI detector several times with the results coming back at 76, 79, 78, 79, and 80% likely AI generated. So it's like you can't make this crap up. So now they're just AI generating crowds?
That's the point of it, and it's easy to do. At this point, you can't trust anything that you see or anything that you hear. There's a couple of different things. So there's an app called Suno now. It's $10 a month, and you can generate, I want to say it's close to about 500 songs for $10 a month, and it'll play it in whatever you want. You can do classical, opera, rock, anything across the board to whatever lyrics you want. In any way, shape, and form that you want it to sound. And it's good. It's convincingly good. So you've got a lot of the music that's coming out right now that is totally AI generated, and it makes me wonder how much of the music industry has already had something like this that they've been using for a long time. And then also you've got another one called Super Machine, and there's any number of them, but Super Machine has a bunch of different ones on them. And that one you can go through and type in what you want it to do. And for an instance of like the Kamala Harris stands and pictures, you can literally take a legitimate photo and then put that into this and within seconds generate entire crowds to fill the whole stadium.
So what you're saying is Elvis might not be dead.
Not in AI anyway.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy? All right, so let's go back here on a lighter note, and I'm going to play this. This is our friend JP. And the reason I'm bringing this up is because, excuse me, the reason I'm bringing this up is I can't talk very long. This is called The White Dudes for Kamala. So evidently we've got a bunch of Hollywood stars down in Southern California that have all decided that they're going to start a group called White Dudes for Kamala. And it kind of sounds a little racist to me. What do you think?
To me it sounds like they all sit when they pee.
Yeah, me too. All right, so let's go ahead and play this. Here's JP. This is pretty funny.
And I'm for Harris.
Over the last few years, I've been thinking a lot about men.
In the marginalized communities that educate me every single day, that this is a constant education for all of us.
Hi, we're the guys that organize the white dudes for Kamala Zoom calls. She is a black woman.
She is, and I apologize that he used the term guys.
Oh, I'm so sorry. That did sound a little toxic.
We're the ones who chose the male gender to organize the calls. Black power.
Hello. Welcome. I'd like to start this call off with a joke. As white dudes for Kamala, what do our wives tell us?
Hold on. I had a technical thing there.
I'm white, I'm a dude, and I'm for Harris.
We'll Over the last again. Few years, I've been thinking a lot about men.
In the marginalized communities that educate me every single day, that this is a constant education for all of us.
Hi, we're the guys that organize the white dudes for Kamala Zoom calls. She is a black woman.
She is, and I apologize that he used the term guys.
Oh, I'm so sorry. That did sound a little toxic.
We're the ones who chose the male gender to organize the calls. Black power!
Hello. Welcome. I'd like to start this call off with a joke. As white dudes for Kamala, what do our wives tell us when we have two black eyes? Nothing, because she's already told us twice.
I already told you it was my fault.
Oh, that's just a joke.
Doesn't feel like a joke.
Kamala represents the party of inclusivity.
And that's important because the only thing that's going to save our democracy is more diversity.
Mm-hmm. Which is why our calls are for white men only.
No melanin allowed.
Because we all know Trump is a racist, we have to support Kamala.
Now, as we begin, there's just a few things to remember. Number one, this call is for whites only. Two, as strong men, it's okay to cry at any time during this call. In fact, it's encouraged. Three, let's check our white privilege, okay? And number four, let's use our white privilege to prop up the oppressed black community that we don't allow on this call. We need to take it upon ourselves to elevate them out of their oppression by speaking for them rather than letting them speak for themselves. That's what the blacks want. We're white. Kamala 2024.
It's refreshing to have a gathering of all whites.
I really love it. It's enjoyable. It feels almost safer.
Yeah, this kind of thing had fallen out of style for some reason.
You know, in the old days, they used to do this type of thing all the time.
Well, actually, in those gatherings, sometimes they would allow women, but we don't allow them either.
True, unless that woman has a penis, which means what we're doing should be much more effective than what they used to do.
Trump is like Hitler, okay? Say it with me. Trump is like Hitler. Good. Could use a little more energy out of you, Jeff.
Whenever we have the privilege to meet in person, we have a special White Dudes for Kamala secret handshake we do. It's awesome.
It's nice to be connected to so many people that represent what men are supposed to be.
As with most White Dudes for Kamala, I've never had a black friend before.
I've never even met one.
I've actually never seen one, but Kamala changed all that for us.
Did you know that Kamala is from Africa?
Okay, so what we're going to cook today is an Indian recipe.
Yes.
Because you are Indian.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, India, right, is a country
inside of a bigger country, called Africa.
As a white man, I can confirm that all black people view Kamala as an accurate representation of black culture.
You know, I had always heard rumors that black people speak a little bit differently with some kind of accent, but that turns out to be totally incorrect, because Kamala sounds like a normal white person.
Except when she's in Atlanta.
And you all helped us win in 2020, and we're going to do it again in 2024.
Damn, dog, she know what's up.
She out dropping bars in the shizzle.
Oh, you sound just like that Kamala.
Yeah, brother.
Yeah.
And I'd just like to end this call by saying we love Kamala. Thank you for being on. Enjoy menstruating for the rest of your day.
And we would just like to remind you how important it is to vote for Kamala in 2024, because together we can unburden what has been by creating more burden about what will be.
And what will be then unburdened of the burden that was originally burdensome by the burdens that were once unburdened.
Can you imagine?
Wow. You should see their handshake.
Like a dead limp fish?
No, they've got their hands through their zippers. Oh boy, wow. Never mind.
Well, and the sad thing is while that's parody, it's not parody. The amount of governors and the amount of people that just totally disrespect all of the minority races. So there's a video about probably about 20 minutes long, and it's on YouTube, where a guy, I believe it's New York, goes to New York City campuses and was asking the students if it was racist to have voter ID. And the students are out and out saying, yeah, that's super racist. Like, a lot of blacks and a lot of minorities, they don't know where the DMV is at. They don't know how to use the internet. They don't know how to use a laptop. And it would just really make it to where they can't function in society and be part of it. So it's super racist. Yeah, we can't do that. And then the last like 5 minutes of the video, he just goes to the black side of town and he goes, hey, yo, where's the DMV at? He goes, oh, okay, you're going to go right down here. You're going to make a left and then you're going to make a right and it's going to be right off of Brookshire over here. And he goes, like, can you find the DMV? Yeah, what do you mean? And he shows him some of the videos. He goes, yeah, no, that's hella racist.
I want to go back to this Kamala Harris no tax on tips thing, because I wasn't sure if what you just said was actually accurate. Let's hear it from the horse's mouth, I guess, here. Let's
The horse's mouth?
The horse's mouth.
Okay.
Yeah, that hurt. Her. I think she's a member of the Hawk Tui Club as well, but here we go.
And eliminate taxes on tips for service and hospitality workers.
She said this at a Trump rally.
Well, and it's hilarious when you look at the dates. So I think it was August 8th she said that.
I got August 10th.
August 10th. Okay.
But that might have been when the video was downloaded. But I think it's August 10th. So, you know, Kamala Harris first announced policy. This is actually her first announced policy position.
That's all it is. I mean, you look at her campaign advertisements, there's a scene of Trump in bars and his mugshot and stuff, and then it just goes straight into her talking. But no policies whatsoever. We're not going to say a damn thing about what she represents.
Well, because the policies we've been getting are, let's see, we're just about in World War III. our borders are completely open. We've got terrorists all over the country now that have come through, that they've actually let them go once they've got through guys on the terror list. We've got our dollar in free fall. They've printed more money than God has. They're going to continue printing more money than God has. And we've got inflation, which is, by the way, increasing the supply of money, just in case you guys out there who, are voting for this stuff wanted to know, because you're idiots. Because anybody at this point is, I don't care if you like Trump or not. I'm not sure sometimes I like Trump. But anybody who votes for Kamala or Biden is kind of an idiot, because if you want more of what you've been getting, all of a sudden they're now for not taxing the tips. Where you been for 3 years? Okay, where you put all that money into enforcement on the IRS to go after and audit people?
Well, that's the point of it all. So why have you not done what now your campaign promising on everything? You're going to lower our food costs. Great. Where have you been for the last 3.5 years? You're going to lower our fuel costs. Great. Where have you been for the last 3.5 years? You're going to do the tips for service workers and for people that are in the service industry and make it to where you're not going to charge taxes on that. Great. Where have you been for the last 3.5 years?
Where they've been is doing this. This is actually this is out tweeted by Liz McDonald, and it's spot on. It says the first big policy idea is to steal Trump's no taxes on tips. When she backed a Democrats $80 billion no more, or I'm sorry, $80 billion for more IRS audits, including on tip income. The Biden-Harris administration also launched a novel new IRS crackdown on tips,
mm-hmm.
getting the IRS inside the door in bars and restaurants. So which is it? You want to crack down on people not reporting their tips and tax them, or because you're actually losing in the polls and even the media is not going to be able to cover for you because nobody's buying this garbage anymore, and it doesn't matter, the Democrats... They don't care. They don't care about the truth. They don't care about anything at this point, other than, you know, going along with the crowd and the sheep mindset or the hive mind or whatever it is they're thinking. I don't even care.
The problem is, and I think about this a lot, the entire politics industry has become a grift. More often than not, people are going into politics in order to make that their career rather than to be a public servant. It was always meant to be we the people elect a public servant to serve in a job for a limited amount of time rather than them going there and becoming ultra wealthy off the backs of the poor. And that's what we have right now. There's no way you're going to get into office without supporting any of these super PACs and without being criminally complicit in so many crimes that they basically have you in the bag. That's my point. So there's right here to this point, stolen valor accusations arise over Walt's disputed military career. So this guy literally was in the military. He had
in the National Guard.
He was in the National Guard. And he claimed to serve in a war zone. He claimed to be the highest person who had been in the military to serve on Congress. Well, and it was all BS.
Complete BS. He said he's a sergeant major, I think it was. He's never that. He deserted his unit as soon as they were called up to go into combat.
They were supposed to go to Iraq, yeah. And he still claimed that he was a part of Operation Iraqi Freedom, which he wasn't.
And correct me if I'm wrong, but you know that stolen valor is a criminal offense?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You actually can be charged with a crime because of that. And I think they made that a law a few years ago when there was all these guys walking around going, I'm a valor. I'm a vet. I've won awards for valor. You know, I deserve more benefits and so forth because I was in Iraq at a sergeant major and I wouldn't desert my men. And then I ran for governor of Minnesota.
So Tim ended up coming out with Kamala. Tim Walz spent 25 years in the Army and I hunt. They've been voting for common sense legislation that protects the Second Amendment, but we can do background checks. We can research the impacts of gun violence. We can make sure those weapons of war that I carried in war. He goes on from there to basically lambast that. I don't have the full tweet, but I do have the people that are actually talking about him, and most of whom actually served with him are the ones that are bringing these allegations up.
Because because it dilutes the service of people who actually perform their duty.
So
we do have a caller on the line, and I want to get him on here because he knows a little bit about the military. We have Carl Bott on the line. Are you there, Carl?
I am. I've been talking about this. Of course, my other friends that are veterans, and believe it or not, first of all, he served, Walt served, and God bless him for that.
Mm-hmm.
The first soldier I met in Fallujah was a Minnesota National Guardsman. There for 18 months.
Wow.
Which is six months more than the Marines are. We go over there for a year, and then, you know, another year to come in. But things that infuriates us the most. Not, oh, I carried, you know, weapons of war or any of that. The thing that infuriates us more is that he was the acting command sergeant major. Mm-hmm. He was the senior enlisted man in that unit. His whole mission is to take care of his soldiers, his men and women, and prepare them for combat. And then, and, oh, well, he wouldn't have known. That's not true, in my opinion, and others' opinions. He was the senior enlisted. He went with the battalion commander everywhere, everything. They knew it was coming up. This was the worst thing he could have done. He deserted his men and women, his young soldiers who had come to depend on him before they went to war.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is part of the reason that I just don't give veterans an automatic pass, because I have been in the military as well, and not every veteran I ever met was a hero or deserved, you know, accolades. Now, that with that said, there are a bunch that do, and just serving is an honor in itself. But at the same time, you get a guy like this, and he deserts his unit right when they need him the most. I mean, come on.
And, well, yeah, and that is the worst thing, no matter what else he's done.
Mm-hmm.
That was the worst thing. I deployed in support of Enduring Freedom. Yeah, I was in Italy. Okay. Let me switch the subject just for a second to J.D. Vance. J.D. Vance was a PAO, public affairs officer, went and served in Iraq honorably, and people talk about, oh, he was just a public affairs officer. The last Marine we had killed out of one mess, out of our headquarters there, was the PAO in Ramadi. Their job is to escort reporters and newsmen and all this. She dropped them off, turned the corner with her, you know, with a couple other Humvees, and they disappeared in a blast. Megan McClung, wow. Major Megan McClung, mm-hmm. Last of our unit that was killed over there. And was a PAO. So when people say this, you know, they have no concept of what Marines or soldiers or sailors do. And it's a sad thing. And God bless you for your service too, Mark.
Oh, thank you. I don't even consider it a service. I consider it more of a thing that I did, and I learned a bunch there, and I'm glad that I did it. But I wouldn't go back if you paid me.
Well, you know, when people thank you, you know, for me, you know, it's almost kind of embarrassing because that was my life. And to me, and I'm sure to you and other veterans, it's an honor to serve this country. And that's what I'm afraid of, is that we're losing this country. Mm-hmm. So,
well,
anyway,
that's it right there. And just to add on to that, I think that's what is so despicable about this current situation with Wall. Is that he was very deceptive in his language. He was very deceptive in his presentation, that he presented himself as a combat veteran and a person in charge and in support of a combat unit. And he presented it, and the media never called him out on it. The people that called him out on it were his own unit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That tells you something.
Yep.
Yep. Anyway, great show. Thanks a lot for letting me be on.
Thanks, Carl. I appreciate the call.
So, yeah, in regards to that, he served over in Italy, and he still had time left on his contract.
I think we got to go to a break.
Oh, do we?
Yeah.
Doggone it. All right, we're top of the hour, folks. We're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. We will be back after a short, necessary commercial break.
Step right now and take it. Text FAITH to the number 989898 for your free info kit. That's FAITH to 989898.
About half of the U.S. state attorneys general recently traveled to France for an event co-sponsored by a group largely funded by corporations.
The trip to Normandy was an opportunity for the top state government lawyers to interact with representatives of companies that they sometimes seek to regulate. AGs often work together on issues and regularly convene through multiple organizations. Some focus on policy and others on politics.
Correspondent Jeremy House, Serbia's president accusing demonstrators who oppose a lithium mining project in the Balkan country of being part of a Western-backed hybrid warfare against his government, and is vowing to take strong legal action against those protesters who block railway and road traffic in the capital. In one of the biggest protests in recent years, tens of thousands took to the streets in the capital on Saturday against the lithium mining plan. News and analysis at townhall.com. Some trouble for the Coast Guard.
Basic training for cadets at the Coast Guard Academy being overhauled in light of a sexual abuse scandal. That follows a six-year internal investigation finding 102 separate allegations of sexual assault involving cadets from 1990 to 2006. The report determines the Academy often, quote, mishandled those cases. Jason Walker reporting.
Today is Sunday, August the 11th. It's the 224th day of 2024. On this date in history, 1929, Babe Ruth became the first baseball player to reach 500 career home runs with a dinger at Cleveland's League Park. And on this date in 1934, the first federal prisoners arrived at Alcatraz Island, former military prison in San Francisco Bay. It would eventually house 1,500 of them. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
Tuna. If you don't know who Hot Tuna is, I'm sorry for you.
All right.
Yeah, there you go. The guy who's Hot Tuna is, you probably have heard of his other group, Jefferson Airplane and Jefferson Starship. He's the one that started both of those.
I've never heard of them. They sound good.
Oh, pretty good.
So I wanted to kind of go back.
Before you do that, I want to stay a little bit on this that we're on because I got a clip here from J.D. Vance.
Awesome.
And I want to just play this real quick, and then we'll get on to what you got there.
Absolutely.
Dana, I criticized his lying about his own record, okay? This is a guy who was captured on video saying, I carried a gun in war. He never went to war. This is a guy who's been captured on video, as other people say, he's an Afghanistan veteran. He's a veteran of a war, nodding along in agreement instead of saying, no, I did serve my country, and I did it honorably, but I never went to a war zone. I'm not criticizing Tim Walz's service. I'm criticizing the fact that he lied about his service for political gain, Dana. You now ask me three questions about comments that I made 3 years ago.
Uh-huh.
I wonder what Kamala Harris thinks about the fact that she supported policies that opened the American southern border. I wonder what Kamala Harris thinks about the fact that she lied to the American
people
about Joe Biden's mental facility for the office. You are interviewing me, Dana, because I respect the American people enough to sit down for an interview.
I appreciate that.
Kamala Harris has been the nominee for 3 weeks. She hasn't sat down for a real interview.
Believe me, we are asking. You're not going to get a disagreement there.
But the point is, Dana, you've got me for 15 minutes or however long you have me. We should be talking about public policies that matter. How are we going to lower inflation? How are we going to reduce the cost of food and housing? How are we going to close down that southern border? We've talked so little about that. We've talked a lot more about a sarcastic remark I made 3 years ago. I think we should talk about the issues that most Americans care. Kamala Harris is whatever she says she is, but I believe importantly that President Trump is right that she's a chameleon. She pretends to be one thing in front of one audience. She pretends to be something different in front of another audience. Look, Dana, she's not running a political campaign. She's running a movie. She only speaks to voters behind a teleprompter. Everything is scripted. She doesn't have her policy positions out there. She hasn't answered why she wanted to ban fracking, but now she doesn't. She wanted to fund police, but now she doesn't. She wanted to open the border, but now she doesn't. She should have to answer for why she presents a different set of policies to one audience and a different set of policies to another audience. And I think that's what President Trump is getting at. This is a fundamentally fake person. She's different depending on who she's in front of. Dan, I criticize people for not having kids. I criticize people for being anti-child. And I do think that Kamala Harris has made some bizarre statements. She has said things like, it's reasonable not to have children over climate change. I think it's the exact opposite message we should be sending to our young families. I want to expand the child tax credit. I want to stop those surprise medical bills. I want to make housing more affordable so that if you have a young family, you can actually afford to put them in a home. And I think that it is unfortunate that so much of our public leadership has become anti-family. One final point on this, Dana. If you go back to the COVID era, one thing that really frustrated me, please.
Are you going to debate Tim Walz?
Of course. I want to debate Tim Walz. I think it's important. And I think that it goes to a very fundamental difference between the Trump-Vance ticket and our opposition. We believe in talking to the media. We believe in answering questions. We believe in debating. I think it's really important. I mean, look, I'm asking the American people to make me their vice president. It's really important to stand before the American people to make that case, and I'm going to keep on doing it in whatever form I get the opportunity.
So look forward to it. Thank you so much for sitting down and taking my questions.
Of course. Thank you for coming.
I think he knocked that out of the park. The real deal is, you know, you look at Joe didn't campaign either, and, gee, somehow won and pulled it out of the bag with 81 million votes. And the Democrats would never cheat on this kind of stuff, would they? They wouldn't gaslight the American people. They wouldn't have AI made up. They wouldn't reverse their positions. They wouldn't talk about one thing and do another. No, come on.
Well, and so there's portions of this to where Tim Walz is already lying about his military career. But when you look at his stances and what he's done in Congress, he has been one of the most left-leaning people in the entire
country. Hangs out with Frankel, whatever his name is, that idiot from Saturday Night Live.
So I actually have the letter right here. It is on Facebook, and you have a person who served with him. Let me see if I can find his name here again and his position. So the letter is called The Truth About Tim Walz. It is from Taunus Barhens. Tim Walz has embellished and secretly admitted facts and circumstances of his military career. We retired command sergeants major of the Minnesota National Guard feel it's duty and a responsibility to bring forth the truth as we know it concerning his service record. Now, mind you, these are the people that served with him. This is not somebody that's just randomly attacking his record. These are the people that were with him. So we have to put together a timeline of his service post 9/11. To the best of our knowledge, this information is completely true, having been verified by all those who served in positions who, with firsthand knowledge of the facts and circumstances of his service and departure from the Minnesota National Guard. Many of the dates and time frames are of his official discharge documents and reduction order reducing him to Master Sergeant. On September 18, 2001, Tim Walz reenlisted in the Minnesota Army National Guard for 6 years. In early 2003, he was selected to attend the United States Army Sergeant's Major Academy. The non-resident course consists of 2 years of correspondence coursework, followed by a 2-week resident phase at Fort Bliss, Texas. When a senior non-commissioned officer accepts enrollment in the course, they accept 3 stipulations. First, they will serve for 2 years after graduation from the academy or promotion to sergeant major or command sergeant major, whichever is latter. Second, if they fail the course, they may be separated from the military. Third, they will complete the course or be reduced to Master Sergeant without board action. Non-senior commission officers initial and sign a statement of agreement with the certification upon enrollment. The State Command Sergeant Major or Army National Guard Command Sergeant Major counsels the soldier and certifies that the senior non-commissioned officer understands their responsibilities. These stipulations are put in place because the academy is a college-level school and the military invests a lot of taxpayer money in the student. The military needs to ensure they will get the return on investment for the taxpayers that they deserve. In late summer of 2003, First Sergeant Walz deployed to the 125th Airfield Artillery Battalion in support of Operation Enduring Freedom in Italy.
Well, let me tell you, for Tampon Tim here, it just gets worse and worse every day. And I know that sounds crass, but you know something? He's picked up the name and it's gone viral because he wanted to put, and he did, put tampon machines in the boys' bathrooms at elementary schools.
Mm-hmm.
Who does that?
At elementary schools.
I mean, of course, none of them ever have been used because boys don't need them. Just saying. But all of that, you know, with that said, he's really just an out-and-out communist. And this is Kamala's pick. Okay? What does that make her? I think she's an out-and-out communist. Kami Nella is terrible. So let's look at, just not calling names, but some, look at their policies. What have they done? We've already kind of gone over some of Kamala's. But let's see, you know, when during the COVID, they called him COVID tyrant Tim because, you know, he just watched while the rioters burnt down Minneapolis. You know, his wife, I guess, bragged to keep the windows open because she loved the smell of burning tires. You know, and it just gets worse. They call us extreme right wing. Let's see. This is this guy's not a crazy extreme radical communist nut job that supports abortions until birth, transgender surgeries on minors, wants to take children away from parents, who doesn't approve of Johnny becoming, I mean, Jane, or approves it, put tampons in the bathrooms, uses taxpayers' money to host drag queen shows open to children, passed a law that made pedophiles into a protected class in Minnesota. Did you know that?
I did not know that one.
Yeah. Did you know he's also a drag queen?
I did know that one.
So, wow, that's not a... Really? So he'll be the first... if they get elected, he'll be the first VP who's a drag queen?
Oh, how far we've come.
Wow. You know, he loves open borders. You know, I mean, it's... Come on. I mean, at what point in time... He's also been in bed with China, evidently. His crazy wife, the burning woman, honeymooned in China.
Well, and
their wedding was planned for the anniversary of Tiananmen Square massacre.
That one is super important to dig into, because when you start looking at his connections to China, he has gone over to China. He had basically had honeymoon stages with China themselves, where he was very important person, put up, all expenses paid.
So what that tells you is this. Kamala picked him. What does that tell you about Kamala? Either they didn't vet him at all, or they don't care and they don't mind.
No, I think it goes deeper than that, because the other pick that seemingly was the pick was Shapiro. And
he's Jewish, so that's a problem.
That's the problem. So
But there's nobody else?
You've got a base in America that is, well, and the problem is a lot of people don't want to run on this ticket because this ticket is a career ender. If Trump wins, her career is done in politics. She's never going to go anywhere else. That's just the simple fact of the matter. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. And if you screw it up, they're going to wait and then run somebody like Gavin Newsom here coming up in 4 years. Like, that's the plan right now.
Yeah, he's done such a great job in California that I'm sure he'll make a great president or VP.
Well, he's been more on the open skirts, and media loved him based upon all of their crap, and he's one of these guys that is super popular amongst the media, not amongst the people, obviously.
That's the issue, isn't it? The issue is that has the media been carrying the water for all these guys? You know, with the technology, how much of the voting is rigged?
Well, if we had a legitimate election and a legitimate recall on him, and when you start looking at a lot of the data that showed from that recall, it looks like he got recalled.
Or have the youth, you know, the youth of this country, the youths, as they say, have the youths of this country been so brainwashed that they can't see the writing on the wall here at all, or that they've been so distracted that they don't care?
He's literally been U-Haul salesman of the month every month running he's been in office. All right, so you just had Tesla that's leaving the state of California. Now Exxon's leaving the state of California. You've got giant corporations that are saying it's not viable or feasible for us to continue operating our businesses here. It's gotten so bad that they literally proposed taxing people that leave the state of California for anywhere from 5 to 10 years after they leave and still charging them state income tax. How insane is that? You are not here anymore. You're not participating in the local economy, but you still think for some reason you're entitled to portions of their paycheck? You communist sack of bones?
Yeah. Turning to a lighter subject. I do want to touch on this, a couple of things. I want to touch on this power upgrade that will fund artificial intelligence for the surveillance state. The U.S. Department of Energy is allocating $2.2 billion to upgrade the power grid to make it more resilient to extreme weather and accommodate more renewable energy. That includes unreliable wind and solar, obviously. The real reason for needing the upgrade capacity is the expected growth in electrical demand stemming from the massive new data centers to support the growth of generative artificial intelligence that creates text, images, videos, and other data using generative models. Are we going to end up with, you put on your chip or whatever, your glasses, and all of a sudden you live in a whole different world like that? Was that movie Free or Game or whatever it was with Ryan Reynolds where he's running around?
Player 2? Ready Player 2?
No, I don't think it was Player 2. But anyway, I don't watch any of that crap. But,
that was a good movie, by the way.
But, you know, so the Department of Energy is allocating $2.2 billion in grants for upgrade to the power system. And I guess they're saying that this has something to do with EMP upgrades, and I could understand that. That would make sense, but
unless they do something about the cyber attacks that are embedded in all of our government systems, we're screwed. I mean, people don't understand just how screwed we are, but we are screwed beyond screwed. We have, since 2015, they openly ended up saying that all of our power plants, all of our facilities, all of our nuclear facilities, all of our water facilities are all compromised, and it's so bad that they don't even know what the problems are because it's embedded inside of the actual hardware all throughout the power plant. So if you install new pieces...
I got an idea. Let's just give a bunch of money to AI so that we can suck more power out of the grid to control more of our lives and have deceptions that make sense.
Well, and there's definitely portions of that I want to hit more on, but first it looks like we've got a caller. We've got Linda on the line.
Hi, this is Linda. Hi, Mark.
Hi, Linda. How you doing?
Okay. But I wanted to let you know that I heard a news report about what happened to those tampon things in the boys' bathroom. The maintenance people, they ended up stuck all over the school, and they had to clean them off all the time.
Wow.
This is natural for kids, for boys.
That sounds like it's environmentally sound.
Right. But that's what boys will do with stuff like that. So they ended up having not any useful use, that's for sure. So it was kind of funny to hear what the boys will think of to do with all.
I guess it gives new meaning to the phrase "strung out."
Yeah. Yes. Thank you for your show. I appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, Linda. We appreciate the call. I do want to touch a little bit on the election commission, but I don't have anything in front of me other than it's going to be at the Board of Supervisors meeting at 2:00 for the public hearing. So we might want to pull something up on that, or somebody can call in and give us some more information. We just have too much going in front of us. I've just got too much on my plate is what it amounts to.
Well, and also, so in regards to the tampon machines too, they tried it in some of the older kids' rooms, and the kids kept ending up tearing them off the wall and tossing them inside the toilet. So good on them. Like, at least
plugs up the septic system.
Oh yeah, this is the way their downfall happens. Is they're pushing this crap so hard on kids that kids are going to naturally rebel against it. I mean, when you're telling little Johnny that he's racist for the color of his skin and it's never going to get fixed, and here, shove a tampon up somewhere.
Well, but what you're doing is you're normalizing bad behavior. That's the problem with all of this. You're normalizing bad behavior, and we need to stop doing that. This is not acceptable.
At this point, you need to homeschool. You need
if you got your kids still in school, I think you're totally wrong. We won't do it. We'll move out of California, before we'll have them in public school again.
2 days ago, Alabama could hold back almost 2,000 third graders. The later students are retained, the worse the social outcomes, said the superintendent. New estimates indicate that at least 1,832 students in Alabama could be held back because a literacy law passed 5 years ago. In a presentation to the state school board on Thursday, Superintendent Eric Mackey said the numbers were preliminary and the final numbers are expected in September. The Alabama Literacy Act in 2019 established a reading benchmark that students must reach by the end of third grade. Those who do not are obliged to repeat the year in order to move to fourth grade. The state law goes into effect this year and only impacts students in public schools. A third grade student reading proficiency is determined by a statewide standardized test. The law also includes a good clause exemption that would permit a student to migrate fourth to fourth grade if they can prove proficiency with a portfolio. Mackey told the school board it's better to hold back younger students rather than older students. The later students are retained, the worse the social outcome, the superintendent said to AP News. Third grade is not considered the beginning. It's kind of a last effort. The estimated numbers are lower than the state's initial predictions. At least 17% of third graders could not read at a grade appropriate level in 2023.
See, that's part of my point, is that what are we teaching our kids? They should be teaching them, you know, critical thinking skills, as well as learning how to read, write, and to, you know, get a set of skills that teach them how to survive when they get old enough to go to work, and how to thrive when they get old enough to go to work, how to start businesses, how to think properly, maybe how to balance your checkbook, maybe to know what a balance sheet is, and a profit and loss statement, you know, how, you know, is the, what the tax system's about, so that you can maybe choose a little freedom on the business side. There's all kinds of things they could be teaching them, but what are they teaching them? Drag queen freaking story hour?
Mm-hmm. Well, and what's interesting about all of this is these kids are being brought up in a system that has failed them already, and it's constantly gotten easier. So most schools don't teach cursive anymore. So if you know cursive, it's like writing in a secret language to any of the kids nowadays.
Good grief.
Try writing cursive and give it to a 14-year-old that you know and see if they can even read
it. I have kind of a combination between cursive and whatever we call the other, you know, regular writing, because I go back and forth between them. If you look at my notes even here, you can see I just go back and forth between them because it's easier to write cursive on some and it's easier to write.
And that's perfect sense. And a lot of people make sense of that. But specifically on cursive, you look at it, and I've already seen it multiple times with people that you're like, you can't read my notes? You can't see what that is? No, I don't understand it at all. It's all gibberish to me, man.
Maybe they just don't want to understand and they're just, you know, pulling your leg. I don't know.
It's mind-boggling, but the idea that we've
completely
lost that.
Well, it's kind of like telling time on a digital clock as opposed to a regular clock face.
Mm-hmm. Maybe that's why people are so late to work all the time.
No, that's not it. All right, so I do want to touch a couple of things more. I want to look at this GARM lawsuit. I don't know if you've done anything on that. It's the Global Alliance for Responsible Media. Was a nonprofit corporation for major advertisers that led the World Federation of Advertisers, which is the biggest advertising agency in the world, aimed at promoting responsible media buying by, you know, however, you know, they're aimed at going after disinformation, which is a buzzword for anybody who speaks something they don't want to hear. And it's very powerful. So there was in August a lawsuit, and Elon Musk brought the lawsuit at X, formerly Twitter, filed an antitrust lawsuit against GARM, alleging that the organization was coordinating with brands to boycott X and violating antitrust laws. So basically what they were doing, they created a cabal between all the advertisers so that they would screen advertising dollars from going into conservative media. So that's why you see some of these guys that are, at least in my opinion, that turn into not just prostitutes, but actual prostitutes to who's ever paying them, okay, so that you can't get the money if you're running conservative outfits. So if you want to get rich, you got to run, liberal or radical promotions without, you know, and mentioning anything that has to do with Trump or conservatives or Republicans negatively.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like we just saw with these guys trying to get paid over the weekend for promoting, you know, liberal ideas and bad-mouthing anything that's conservative.
With the irony of it seems like they're intentionally trying to gear a grift towards having people like the Hooktaw girl and like OnlyFans models. They're definitely letting that get out, and that is becoming what is predominant within the industry to be able to have a grift that works like that. So, point in case. As of 2 days ago, British influencer and OnlyFans model claims to have had Trump tattooed across her forehead in big, bold letters. So, Rain Monroe, 21, who goes by Trump Girl, posted several videos about the alleged tattooing at Studio 51 Ink Tattoo Parlor in London and on her Instagram account. Despite the videos, many were skeptical about whether or not the forehead decor was real or a prank. I think it's the best tattoo I've ever done, the artist who goes by Vicky on Instagram could be heard saying in the video. Many of the comments pointed out that she's not even American and cannot vote for him in the upcoming election. Others called her desperate for attention, some in less kind words. I love that women come with warning labels, one commenter wrote. Another added, therapy would have been cheaper. Monroe has maintained the tattoo is real for 3 days and is gleefully reposting all of the social reports about her videos. From 500 views per video to 1 million average per video, Monroe boosted her Instagram stories while promoting her other social media accounts on her platforms. And that's what we're seeing right now. Like, we're seeing a lot of the media are intentionally allowing people like this to blow up. And based upon AI and the algorithm and things, that's what they're going to allow to get out. But meanwhile, you have like the Hodge twins, you've got Ben Shapiro, you've got Louder the Crowder, you've got Candace Owens, you've got any number, Steve Dace. I could go on for hours of the names that have been censored, myself included. I used to have a channel that was 55,000 followers on YouTube. Guess what? It's gone. It's not there anymore. I used to have something to where I'd get anywhere from 10 to 20,000 views within an hour of my Facebook social media posts. That's all gone for telling the truth about the COVID shit. Stuff. He caught it.
Yeah, very good. Thank you. All right. Well, let's go to a break and we'll come back. And I want to talk a little bit more about this lawsuit, the GARM lawsuit, and the ramifications of the win. So, go ahead.
Good day and welcome to this week's Town. Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history. It is with great honor and pride that we have been able to support several amazing local businesses like these over the years.
Thanks to the Reading Rancheria for their support of the Kiwanis Festa Dam Club Food for Kids program. We send 185 bags of food home every Friday. They're instrumental in helping us.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
PSA2 Area Agency on Aging would like to invite you to join our free caregiver support events during the month of August. During these presentations, you will learn techniques on how to help when they don't want your help, and how to plan ahead in caregiving by getting your documents in order. These free events will be held in Wairika, Weaverville, Susanville, Redding, Alturas, and Burney. And all attendees will receive free resource materials. Visit psa2.org for dates and times. That's psa2.org.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Thank you, Reading Rancheria, for supporting Tree of Life International Charter School. Gracias por todo su apoyo.
Thank you, Reading Rancheria!
The Shasta Lake Chamber of Commerce wants to thank the Reading Rancheria. They have sponsored our Friday night in the park for more than 18 years, and we really appreciate it.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Truth Radio. And we got a couple callers on the line. Let's go to them first. I'm not sure who was first.
We've got Lori, and then we've got Andrew.
I'm not Lori. Sure. Who's up? Who's up?
Hi, this is Lori. Am I on the air?
You're on the air, Lori.
Okay, real quick. Election Commission meeting tomorrow, 2 o'clock. They're going to start the meeting with public comment, and then they'll go into their usual regular calendar, and then the rest of it. And I wanted to say, too, I'm not exactly sure what's going on with your sister, Linda, but definitely prayers and every affirmation for complete, full health and all. You guys are doing a great job. Just saying it's, impacted.
Thanks. I'll let her know, Lori.
Thank you. And then the Board of Supervisors regular meeting is this Tuesday, 9 a.m., and R6 will be addressing the new appointee made by Supervisor Mary Rickert, R6, Brad Garbett. I plan to say something about that because it's RSEX and then it's public comment. So if you want to plan your day, I know it's kind of tricky, but I personally saw Mr. Garbutt at the Kaleidoscope Coffee a couple months ago, arrive late and then just take over the meeting, rude, interrupting, intrusive, disrespectful, and just like a mad dog or a bull in a china shop.
Do you think he's conservative, Lori?
Oh, my gosh. He's like the rest of them. And to the earlier shows that we're mentioning, I'm sure the online... I won't even name that paper. I can't stand it. It's not a paper. But, of course, they're scrubbing, cleaning, and deleting his super snarky, awful, ridiculous comments.
Well,
professional.
The only reason I ask that is that if he's being appointed by Mary Rickards, who always claims that she's a conservative mm-hmm. Christian woman, how come the only ones that they nominate are bomb-throwing left-wing yep. liberals? Just asking.
It's a giveaway. It's obvious. So obviously, Tim can't try again for a third try. I mean, they're not even trying to send people that think there's at least a small percentage to look into, investigate. That's the whole goals and purpose of the commission anyway. So if they're just there to tear it down and then intimidate the other three commissioners, it's not going to fly, and we're not going to tolerate it. I want to point out the last meeting that we had was a very short one, meeting Board of Supervisors. That was on Thursday morning. And in public comment, we had the Noanes. First was Jenny, and then I think... Well, anyway, Speaker 1 and Speaker 4, I think Jenny was first, and then Benjamin was fourth. And, of course, we're concerned that he seems to magically make these meetings during daytime hours. So, however, he's scheduling his job at the county. That's on him. But there were some threatening words about, I'm going to take you down. And it, to me and a few other people, this was like an ongoing legal setup because of what they do with the small few of them and the way they talk, the words they choose. They had that fund, it's called Spot Fund, back in late March to get money for the Nguyen so that they can have added, quote-unquote, security, home video. Fine, go ahead and have your security cameras at your home. But what concerns a lot of us is when they're wearing these little either invisible or invisible to the naked eye kind of thing. They're very, very small. Or they're big, like the big black thing that Jenny had on her sundress. They're telling you, they're recording it. And if she had one during the time that she got escorted out, this is all part of the setup. And then she's magically on two crutches at the last meeting, when she's only been using a cane for many, many meetings. So I'm sensing and smelling a complete setup, arrangement, and all the rest. And I had to say something at the last board meeting. When it's okay to interrupt, we're talking code of conduct. I'm trying to hurry so you can get to the other caller. When to interrupt a meeting, I said, tongue-in-cheek, if you are self-combusting and you're on fire, go ahead and blurt out. If you are seeing aliens land and Sasquatch is coming out that back door, go ahead and scream, yell, and have a fit. Or if you're seeing someone in the chambers having a heart attack or stroke, go ahead and yell for help. Otherwise, get your yeller speaker card, use your 3 minutes, or you have your little protest, silent or not, out in the back steps or the foyer, but not inside the chambers where people are trying to conduct business. These little tantrums, medium-sized, large tantrums, are just such a giveaway. We're all sick of it. Even the people that are kind of on the Democratic side are just, they're just roll their eyes at these planned stunts. So that's kind of what I want to say. It's Cloward and Piven all the way. It's just their entitlement, chaos, set it up, lie, manipulate, and they carefully organize the media, whatever you want to call it, legacy media, matrix media, the online rag, and the radio show that's on 6 o'clock Tuesday nights, Shasta Unmasked. Okay, this is all just so biased and one-sided. Yeah. It's not better.
I don't mind those guys having a radio show. I think it's a good thing because I think these people need to expose themselves for who they really are.
Well, and maybe it's like a therapy group for them. Yeah. That they can just talk in their own echo chamber, fine.
Right.
I don't remember any of us ever calling, and I'm usually busy at that time, so I'll check an archive, especially if somebody says,
I've never listened to it once, and I probably never will because I don't even care what they have to say.
It's common ground only at night, 6 o'clock. It's just the same couple people, and they'll take callers from the same couple extreme on the left. And I tell you what, this whole Cloward and Piven, people don't
we got to move on here, Lori. I don't want to get too far afield here, but common ground down. Anyway, they are so gaslit that spontaneous combustion could be a problem. So we're going to go.
Okay,
and thanks, Lori. We appreciate you.
Take care. Bye.
All right. Go to our next caller. Are you there, Andrew? Andrew, are you on?
Yes, I am. We're an upside-down world.
Yes.
Bizarro world.
My supervisor has 6,600 license plates. They give directions on where the fire is. I can't understand that. I guess I have to go educate myself to figure out what the numbers and the whatevers mean. 4 years ago, the DNC didn't have flags at their convention until we pointed out, and then all of a sudden they had flags. I guess the prior one, they voted to take God out of their platform.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And I understand, I've heard this from two different sources, that this convention, they're going to have a black transgender doctor perform a abortion on stage on a white woman.
Wow, that's got to be baloney. But then, if it happened,
really?
Would you be shocked?
No, I would not. And then with the attempted assassination on, I think I brought this up, attempted assassination on President Trump. I say President Trump because I mean that. They had high speed cameras there to catch the crimson mist. And it would have been blurred just like 9/11.
There's so much that's still coming out on that. I can't keep up with it. And there's so many, body cams now, police cams, people in the crowd cams. Now, I was reading an article 10 minutes ago that said something about the, there was blood in the bathroom and another shooter or something. So I have no idea what's going on.
So another one that is confirmed, too, that people really need to be aware of is they denied the use of drones from the local PD. Several times the local PD said we want to put drones over it and were denied the use of drones over the campaign over the
well, this goes directly to the guy at the top. There's no question this Ronald Rowe guy was directly involved in that. And, you know, gee, is it so stupid that it's stupid? You know, at some point in time, stupid turns into deliberate.
It's upside down world, I tell you. Yeah. I understand there was apparently a Secret Service guy. Nobody knew they got somebody had a camera on their uniform and got a picture of this guy, and nobody knows who he is. And this was in the building that they had, you know, the where I think the shooting took place from, in one of the open windows. But anyway, upside down world, fear not. Now, I've been trying to watch Greg Hunter lately, and he's not been on since the 1st of July.
I haven't checked, but he's usually on. I usually catch him on, what is it, Signals or what's
well, I go right to his site, and he hasn't posted a weekly wrap-up since the
Telegram.
I'll
look right now, because he usually posts on Telegram.
So you know, let's look for this. A lot of the presenters or the conspiracy theorists, which they named us aptly, they're disappearing. They're being showed up or taken out.
You know, what's interesting is all of the left-wingers are turning into conspiracy theorists, because it's like, yeah, Trump's not going to leave, and all of a sudden, hey, that's a conspiracy. What? You're good for conspiracy things. Oh, he's Hitler. Oh, he's got an army. The conspiracy theories, they're the ones that has all the theories. We have all the facts.
Yeah, correct. Anyway, I just try to help save your voice. Be quiet.
Thanks. Oh, yeah. I'm trying. Yeah, I was just looking at Greg Hunter's site. Something's interesting. It's being forwarded. There's a bunch of forwards in there. And then I got maybe he's on X now, too. I don't know. I'll have to do a little more homework on that. There's something kind of strange going on there, no question.
Yeah, no, I go straight to his site, and we haven't had any updates since the 7th of July. So, I don't know. I'm wishing him well. Anyway, thank you, gentlemen.
All right. Hey, very good. Hey, Andrew, we appreciate the call. We'll talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
All right, I'm going to play this town hall, too, and get it out of the way before it gets shelved and we miss it. So are we ready to go in there? I think so. Got a thumbs up? All right, here we go.
Sorry?
I'm going to play the town hall meeting here. So you ready to go?
No, putting you on right now.
All right, very good. Just making sure. Here we go.
Good day, and welcome to this week's Town Hall News Brief. I'm Phoebe Johnson, your host, here with the latest local updates. California's lawmakers face a moral and fiscal tightrope as they debate SB 1414, a bill aiming to toughen penalties for soliciting minors for sex. The Department of Finance has unexpectedly opposed the measure, citing potential costs to the correction system. Each new inmate could cost taxpayers up to tens of thousands annually, threatening the state's recent savings from prison closures and population caps. The bill sponsor, Senator Shannon Grove, passionately argues that protecting children should transcend financial concerns. This clash highlights the complex balancing act between public safety and fiscal responsibility. As California grapples with prison reform and child protection, policymakers must weigh the immeasurable impact on young victims against the immeasurable strain on state resources. The debate over SB 1414 encapsulates a broader struggle to reconcile moral imperatives with budget realities in the criminal justice system. Moving from legislative debates to healthcare concerns. A Reading man's emergency room visit took a dangerous turn, prompting a lawsuit against Mercy Medical Center. Eric Garrett, 64, admitted after a seizure and head injury, was allegedly discharged, confused, and shoeless after just 4 hours of observation. Hospital staff reportedly gave a taxi driver Garrett's old address from 8 years prior instead of his current Churn Creek Road residence. Unable to enter the vacant house, he spent the night in its backyard, suffering another seizure and further injuries. The lawsuit filed in Shasta County claims negligence and malpractice, citing inadequate staffing and training. Hospital officials acknowledged the suit but remain tight-lipped. A year later, Garrett still faces health issues from that night, raising alarming questions about ER discharge procedures and patient safety in critical moments. from medical negligence to election integrity. A recent USPS audit raises alarms about the handling of mailed ballots for the 2024 presidential election. Despite a 98% on-time processing rate, significant procedural failures were uncovered. Many facilities failed to complete all clear certifications properly, with ballots found after clearance. Only 47% of employees knew essential postmarking policies, risking improper ballot processing. The audit also revealed issues with undeliverable mail handling and election day coordination. These shortcomings could lead to delayed or uncounted votes in November. While the USPS agreed to most recommendations for improvement, concerns linger about the integrity of mail-in voting. As election day approaches, voters should stay informed about local mail-in ballot deadlines and consider alternative voting methods where available. In our final brief, Shasta Lake's 36.5 million dollar improvement project, which broke ground in January, has sparked concerns among residents. The project includes three components: the Cascade Village Affordable Housing Project, $36.5 million, the Shasta Dam Boulevard Complete Streets Project, $3.3 million, and the Commercial Center for Safe Routes to School Project, $4.7 million. At a public meeting hosted by the Chamber of Commerce, citizens raised questions about parking and increased neighborhood traffic. The city's senior planner, Peter Bird, assured that parking requirements have been exceeded. Project manager Will Bond promised to address potential traffic issues. The Affordable Housing Project is expected to be completed by fall 2025, while the Complete Streets and Safe Routes projects are scheduled to begin in summer of 2025 and finish by 2026. Despite assurances, recent Facebook posts indicate ongoing citizen dissatisfaction with the project. Thank you for listening to your Town Hall Brief. Become part of the conversation at Shasta Lake Town Hall on Facebook or at Town Hall News on X. Good day and welcome to this.
There we go. Perfect. All right. We're a little out of sync today, but that's okay. We can make it happen. I was just looking at, YouTube and X on here on my phone. And you know who else was? There's some, you're in pretty big company with some names like Dan Bongino got banned off of YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
There's some big guys, Steven Crowder.
It always happens around election season. This is why I've been advocating.
I've been banned off of Facebook for posting memes.
Mm-hmm. Well, I saw that one last week. It was self-harm and eating disorders for having a socialism on a fork in a cartoon shoving it in an outlet.
Yeah, that's what they got me for. Was they said that I needed help, and then it was about hurting myself.
Well, and right now on TikTok, I am currently under a warning on there, which is why I'm consistently trying to drive people to go more and more towards applications like Rumble, like Wimkin, like the rest of these. So if you're interested in watching the political stuff on Rumble that we do, it's rumble.com/fires, F-I-R-E-S, and that'll bring you right to the page. We're live streaming it right now. But in order to actually develop our voices, we need to start using these platforms that are not going to, at the most critical, crucial time during election seasons, ban all of our accounts and make it to where we can't gather and find out information.
Yeah, no, I'm more and more gravitating to all these other places, no question about it, because I still keep my foot in a lot of this stuff because that's where the battle's at right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy when you get, I mean, who are these fact checkers? Some guy in Bangladesh that doesn't even speak English? I mean, it's like I'm going to hurt myself with a cartoon, and it's about eating disorders and stuff. I was looking to pull the cartoon up, but I guess they completely pulled it. But, I'm going to hurt myself. No, if anything, I have a problem that, excuse me, I have to be self-controlled because I would rather hurt somebody else than myself. Yeah, I mean, if somebody's got to get hurt, I'd rather it be them than me, you know what I'm saying? But
it's all fun and games until somebody gets hurt, and then it's hilarious.
That's right. It's all fun and games. And so, let's see, where else are we at?
I've got three articles here.
I wanted to finish this GARM, though, and then let's go to the three articles. And
okay.
That'll be probably pretty much the end. So, this lawsuit was won, and the key points in this lawsuit where they're dissolving GARM, and they're discontinuing their activities, antitrust allegations claim that GARM and its member companies included Unilever, Mars, CVS Health, and some other ones. So that's some big names in here. And the conservative ties, the lawsuit is seen as part of a broader effort by conservative lawmakers and media companies to target GARM. which was, accused of silencing conservative voices. Industrial concern, ad buyers began to reevaluate their presence on X, citing lawsuits and concerns over the platform's commitment to responsible media practices and free speech implications, which I think is the biggest deal. The lawsuit raised questions about the limits of free speech and the role of industrial organizations in promoting responsible advertising practice. So if, you know, and we have seen what these guys do. They label anything that they don't like or disagree with as hate speech or misinformation. I mean, we saw that this last week, and they're even going after people in UK this last week on Facebook for posting something they didn't like, and now they're trying to put them in jail.
Well, and this is the huge thing. This is what hate speech laws lead to. So, for instance, you've got people that are being overrun, that are being completely taken advantage of by a lot of these people that are coming from Middle Eastern countries that are going into Britain, and they're knifing people, they're killing people. There was just an attack just this last week where 7 people, including children, were dead over a knife attack.
I just looking at this terrible, where a guy sitting in a laundromat in New York, and the guy comes up and just knifes the crap out of him.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just comes up and sticks him like 3 or 4 times with a big old freaking knife. The guy's just sitting there doing his laundry.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is what we're seeing more and more of. But the sad thing is, you have people that they'll have their daughter get viciously raped in the street, and they'll speak out on it and speak out about the legal migrants that are coming over and not abiding by the law there. And for doing so, she is arrested and gets more time than the person that raped her daughter. That's not hyperbole. That's going on right now. You have the people that are leading any type of protests in the streets about the migrants that are coming over and are making the wages drop, but are making the ability to afford things go up. It's backwards. And
well, that's like this one article that we kind of are referencing, this British man film police arresting him for improper use of electronic communications network while there's violent protests going across UK because following the murder of 3 little girls at a dance party by a 17-year-old male, Axel something was born in Britain to migrant parents from Rwanda, you know, and I'm not saying anything there, but so the guy that starts protesting this stuff is the one that gets
who gets arrested. And that's like what we're seeing right here on our border. I mean, just today we're looking at, from the Epoch Times, U.S. Marshals arrest over 230 fugitives, including rapists and murderers, in Maryland operation. The initiative, which ran from May to August, targeted non-compliant sex offenders and fugitives associated with violent crimes. So these are people that are here, and they've been on these lists, and they're continuing to be on this list. And also at the same time, I've got another one from 2 days ago. Illegals tell investigators they're registered to vote. The Heritage Foundation Oversight Project collaborated with Mudracker.com to shine light on the problem of illegal aliens being registered to vote, a real problem that Democrats have long denied because they want to continue benefiting from it. In the video posted on X, Mike Howell, executive director of the Heritage Oversight Project, has urged Americans to declare independence from the foreigners deciding our elections. The evidence you're about to see relates to illegal aliens being registered to vote. Oversight Project director Mike Howell opens the video. This is a problem on a national scale, and the United States of America is for Americans, and our elections should be decided by them. Out of 41 people surveyed, 4 admitted that non-citizens were registered to vote. While 41 is too small a sample to extrapolate from nationally, it would imply that at least 10% of illegals are registered to vote, and to those who were. So when you start taking into account the amount of illegals that are here in our country, we're talking 4 times the size of the state of Arizona, and if 10% of those are voting, that's a pretty big voting block. And that was from information that was done back in 2020, and it's only gotten extremely worse since then.
Well, I want to end the show a little early today because I'm going to play a video, some music, and that goes out to my sister and her husband. And so we'll end a little early, a couple minutes early, and you can play the whole video. And so unless you got something else to say, I'm going to say what I always say. Government is not reason. It is not eloquence. It is force, and force like fire is a dangerous servant and a fearful master. And
don't co-parent with the government. All gun control is racist. And after the video here, we'll see y'all next week.
Very good. Going to play that Sarah McLachlan, I think.
Oh, is the video in the email?
Yeah, the Sarah McLachlan.
Yeah. No, it's the music. It's the last one. I don't know what we're a little screwed up today, but it doesn't matter. Just go ahead and play that last one. The Angels. There we go.
Spend all your time waiting for that second chance. Break that would make it okay. There's always some reason to feel not good enough, and it's hard at the end of the day. I need some distraction. Oh, beautiful release. Memories seep from my veins. It may be empty, or weightless, there may be. I'll find some peace tonight in the arms of the angel. Fly away from here, from this
from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta. Your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.